again. I'm Mike Roberts with a warm welcome to programme number 17. Yes, the final in my current series, The Golden Years Plus. Samuel is as ever in charge of all things technical, and as I said at the close last week, this week will feature, apart from two very special inclusions, a selection of my favourites from the whole series. And I'm going to start with a favourite I featured in programme number 9 by the Ray Conniff Orchestra and Chorus, I'll See You in My Dreams, because, among other things, it's a great rhythmic, swinging and toe-tapping number to open any show. Ray Conniff, I'll See You in My Dreams. Apart from just enjoying the Conniff sound, I like his music because during the late 1950s and early 60s, he featured all the popular songs from the Great American Songbook, a musical genre that had defined the age. And in doing so, possibly unknowingly, provided a perfect buffer or bridge between the golden years and the new emerging era of rock and roll. I have selected my second favourite from a recording I featured just 3 weeks ago in programme 14, and an artist that has remained a favourite of mine since the 1960s. Here is Mel Torme with Prelude to a Kiss.
Like a flower crying for the dew, that was my heart serenading you, my prelude to a kiss. If you hear a song that grows from my tender sentimental woes, that was my heart trying to compose a prelude to a kiss. Though it's just a simple melody with nothing fancy, nothing much. You could turn it to a symphony, a Schubert tune with a Gershwin touch. Oh, how my love song gently cries for the tenderness within your eyes. My love is a prelude that never dies, a prelude to a kiss. Is a prelude that never dies, a prelude to a kiss.
Mel Torme and Prelude to a Kiss, the title song from his 1958 album. For my third favourite, I need to go right back to programme number one, because I made reference then of the elements that would help to define the plus in my series title, and this favourite of mine fits into that. It represents the new bossa nova style of Antonio Carlos Jobim that was increasingly being heard and enjoyed as the beautiful sounds of the golden years gently lost their dominance. Here's Doris Day and Quiet Night of Quiet Stars.
Quiet nights and quiet stars, quiet chords from your guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, climbing hills where lovers go to watch the world below. Together we will live eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the cares around us. My world was dull each minute until I found you in it, and all at once the happiness I knew. Became these quiet nights of loving you. Guitar and you.
Doris Day from her 1965 album Latin for Lovers with Brazilian composer Antonio Carlos Jobim's Quiet Night of Quiet Stars. The English lyrics were provided by Jean Leese. For my fourth choice of favourites, I've chosen a recording that comes from the musical world of a cappella, and a song I included in the second programme of the series. So it's welcome back to Singers Unlimited and this lovely version of London by Night.
Wherever my footsteps may wander, it's still the same moon shining down, but I can't forget when I saw sunset and the moon rise on old London town. London by night is the wonderful sight. There is magic abroad. Streets turn to gold when the moon shines on circus and square. Deep in the dark that envelops the park, there's romance in each cigarette. That sparkle like gems seem to wink at each girl and her ball. Up comes the moon when the city's asleep. He's not alone, for it seems
somewhere up there stands an angel to keep her watch, while each Londoner dreams.
My love and I saw the sun leave the sky. Then kissed in the fast fading light. Most people say they love London by day, but lovers love London.
Singers Unlimited and London by Night, representing my fourth favourite so far, though I must admit any a cappella piece ranks as a favourite with me. Next is my favourite of favourites, but before that, and as this is my final programme, I'd like to pause and convey a few thank yous. First to Campus FM and all my friends here for inviting me to present this and many other programmes. And most importantly, too, to all of you for listening. A number of you I know have been with me since the very first Malta Memories. That programme was back in 2013, and I have a special thank you for those who took time out to write to me with your comments or telephone the studio with messages for me. Once again, my heartfelt thanks. And there's no need not to continue to comment if you wish. It's mikeroberts665@btinternet.com or care of Campus FM. So, to that favourite of favourites I mentioned. It is a recording I included in the fifth programme of the series and coincidentally represents my fifth choice of favourites and the final one. Michael Bublé is a singer who has today really captured audiences around the world with his interpretations of the music of the Great American Songbook, so much so that when I first heard him, I felt confident that the songs of the Golden Years were guaranteed to live on, generation to generation. Here he is with one of the best ever recordings, in my view, entitled That's All. Michael Bublé with an Alan Brandt and Bob Hames song from 1952, That's All. Now, whilst I said my thank yous before, we heard from Michael Bublé, I still have one more to make, and it's a very important one. Since 2013, and for some six series, every programme I have presented, and that's a lot now, has been engineered by Samuel, who I'm sure you will have heard me mention many times. Samuel enjoys music as much as me, and as the keyboard player in the Maltese group Brodu, he appreciates the importance we both place on all the programmes always being technically perfect. And if he's not happy with the way a piece has been cued in, he'll do it all again. So I have to dedicate the next recording to Samuel by way of appreciation. I spent some time thinking about the right piece, and I think I have found the most appropriate. Here are Cleo Lane and flautist James Galway singing especially for Samuel.
Play it again. again sang. Yes, that's the tune, the crazy tune I long to hear. I've got a memory, a lovely memory, and when I hear it, all my cares just disappear. It tells me that the time is right for you and me to get together. It's been a dream. An out of date tune, but in its way, it makes my day play again and say.
Leo Lane and James Galway with Play It Again, Sam, for our very own Sam. And so I come to my last recording of this, the last programme of the series, which, in the main, has been all about the Great American Songbook that was undoubtedly born in the great city of New York. In July 2012, I and my wife decided to spend a week there and experience the atmosphere. We disembarked from Queen Mary 2 and checked in at the Waldorf Astoria. Where else than the hotel where Cole Porter wrote some of his greatest songs? And yes, I did toe-tap down 42nd Street. I did marvel at the neon signs of Times Square. And yes, I did see the bright lights of Broadway as I quietly sang, I've Got You Under My Skin. On Friday, July 6th, we re-embarked Queen Mary 2 for home. Like every other passenger, we were on deck for departure, with our champagne glasses filled. We raised them and joined in the cheering as we all said our final goodbyes to the Statue of Liberty. And as we approached the Verrazzano Bridge, over the ship's speaker system, came the familiar opening strains of an iconic song to raise our emotions to a peak, as we eagerly awaited the voice of Frank Sinatra and that final farewell.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York, if I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. Thank you. never sleeps. And find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, it's up to you, New York, New York, New York.
And from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.